Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, June 13th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We want to bring you a word of encouragement today. Today we titled our message, A Good Name, based upon this scripture text, Proverbs 22, verse 1.
A good name is more desirable than great riches.
We sure like the name of our town, Mount Joy, although we are not on a mountain. Instead, our town is actually named after a ship. The area we live in sure has some interesting names for towns as well. Here in Lancaster County, we have towns called Paradise, Intercourse, and Blue Ball. In our role as a company chaplains, we recently started visiting a company in Bird in Hand. Many other town names reflect the spiritual heritage of the founders, such as Bethlehem, Ephrata, and Nazareth.
But I suppose there are interesting town names wherever you live. In northern Pennsylvania, there's Barkeyville. When approaching this town, we often picture a pack of dogs, and Stephen and I will often do our imitation of dogs barking. There's a community directly south of Belton, Missouri, where Stephen grew up, named Peculiar. And when we travel through there, we feel right at home, since the Bible, through the King James Version, describes God's people as a peculiar people. Now, in Oklahoma, we sometimes drive through Nuwata, which is probably an Indian name, but we always wondered if the early settlers arriving there might have had a drought.
Well, the daily text again states, a good name is more desirable than great riches. Initially, I assumed this meant a name one liked. I've always liked my name since I'm named after Stephen, a bold Bible character. My middle name is Clark, and I like that because I think of the explorers, Lewis and Clark. But frankly, there are certain names I'm sure glad my parents didn't name me. I'm not going to mention those names since it just may be that it would be your name, and I would hurt your feelings.
But a good name in the text means a name that connotes a person of honorable character, good reputation. For instance, when we refer to a business that is known for honesty and integrity, we often say, it has a good name. Having a good name is truly more desirous than great riches. And certainly there are those with great riches who do not have a good name, particularly based on the Lord's assessment of what is truly good. A good name is developed over time, really a lifetime. And the true judgment of success will not be known until this life is over and we personally meet the Lord Jesus. The highest standard will be the words, well done, good and faithful servant.
Consider your name, middle initial or middle name and all. What do you suppose others think when they hear that name? Does it represent a person who has a good name based upon integrity, truthfulness, and godly character?
Let's pray. Jesus, your name stands above all the rest, for it is only in your name that we have power to combat the enemy as we boldly approach the throne of grace. May the way we live our lives bring glory and honor to you, Jesus, name above all names. Amen. An added note today, speaking of names, mine has always distinguished me from all the rest. Readers have written and asked me about the pronunciation and the origin as well. And Stephen, you have the advantage of Stephen introducing our program with saying my name as Brooksine. I couldn't begin to count the number of times I've had to explain it and pronounce it several times so that people would understand it. My father's name was Brooklyn, and my folks were hoping for a baby boy, but surprise, I was a girl.
And I'm sure glad for that.
Mom had to come up with some derivative, and thus she created the name Brooksine 51 years ago. In the past 25 years, the name Brooke has become popularized and has made my name a little bit less distinct. I would have welcomed that as a child, but actually I've come to appreciate the distinctness of an original name. My prayer is that my life will always reflect that of a person with a good name, not just because it's unusual, but because I have lived a life set apart for Jesus Christ.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Brooksine. She does share that periodically. And probably needs to do so more often because the question regularly comes up. And, of course, we're always coming across new readers or listeners. Well, have a blessed day today. Live your life in such a way that your name is a good name. It's more desirable than great riches. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. We hope that's a good name as well. For the last 10 years, we've really named our personal ministry, Brooksine and I, Daily Encouragement Net. We hope when people come across the site on the web and begin to read our material and learn about us, we connote a good name as well. I do have some photos up on the site today of a recent walk along and in Donegal Creek that you may find interesting. We also have a photo up of our town clock right in Mount Joy. Now, we don't live in Mount Joy. We have a Mount Joy address, but we actually live out in the country. But we still call that our town. Have a blessed day and continue to stay faithful.